Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche, without you, there's no me. Oh yeah, ladies and gentlemen, I hope everybody is having a good day, good night, good evening, no matter what time of the day it is for you. I hope your day is going good, no doubt. Well, I want to talk about Devin Haney. Why I want to talk about Devin Haney? Because it's important. Because it's the time that we are living in with social media. And this dude is a boxer, and he lives his life inside of the social media world to a certain extent, and he lost. And in today's boxing, that O, some people don't know how to come back from that O. Case in point, when Keith Thurman first lost to Manny Pacquiao, it took Keith Thurman a while to come back. Now, even so, look at Errol Spence. His first loss that he suffered at the hands of Terrence Crawford. You haven't even heard anything from Spence. You haven't seen Spence. You know, he had an O. And I don't think he handled the loss well. Now, getting back to Devin Haney, that's my point. Like, is this guy going to handle the loss? Because he took a lot of punishment in that fight. If you haven't seen that fight, it was a good fight. Now, Devin did win rounds. Ryan won rounds, but the rounds Ryan won, you know, he won with knockdowns. So, you know, most of his rounds was 10-8, the ones that he won. Some could have been 10-8, 10-7, 10-6, because he was really putting the hands on Haney for a little bit. But the point I'm trying to make is, for Haney, like, I hope he have the right people around him. And I'm not even talking about his father. His father is just training. His father been in his life, majority of his life. I get that. I got that. But I hope he have somebody else that he can talk to. You know, maybe a psychiatrist. Who knows? But I know he's going to need it, because boxing today isn't like boxing like when you had Tommy Hearns and Marvin Hagler, may he rest in peace, Sugar Ray, Duran. You know, those guys lost, and those guys got right back up and got right back into the mix, because the times was different then. There was no social media to really bring a lot of hype. It was just the media, just the news and a newspaper and maybe magazines. And a lot of those, you know, newspapers today, are people really still reading the newspaper? I know I do, but, you know, it's like some things that have been the cornerstone of media, it seems like they are becoming obsolete. But let's get back to Devin Haney. Now, he took a lot of punishment. In that seventh round when he went down, I really think he was out. Like, his whole body movement when he was on the canvas, and just it signaled, maybe it's time to stop the fight. He could be a little concussed. But his father wasn't going to stop the fight. And I understand that. You know, he's a warrior. I get that. But you got to know. You got to know when to hold him, and you got to know when to fold him. And I don't know if Devin took too much. And when I say too much punishment, I mean too much punishment. Because like I said, now he got it. He got off on Garcia. It wasn't like he wasn't winning rounds and doing his thing, but he wasn't landing the power shots that Garcia was landing. Now, he did catch Garcia with a good shot, but I still don't think he hurt him. But it seems like every time Garcia touched Haney, he was hurting him, dropping him for real. So, to Devin Haney, if I was you, my humble advice is up to you to take it, choose it, use it. Stay off of social media. Get yourself healthy. Look at the tape. and just come back a better fighter. But you have to. It's imperative that you stay off of social media, brother. It would not be good for your brain. Right now, you just need to be somewhere, and you just need to be not secluded, but around people that has that have your best interests at heart. Not people who want to have out the phone and take pictures and sign in on Instagram or Facebook or whatever, TikTok, whatever. You don't need those kind of people around you right now. You need people who's going to give you exactly what you need, bro. And that's an ear. If you need a shoulder to cry on, maybe you need that, take that. But bro, there's no need of being ashamed or anything right now. You're still a good fighter. You just lost a fight. It's not the end. And I don't want you to feel like it's the end, because a lot of good fighters, great fighters, have lost. I mean, I can run down the list. Medrick Taylor. Oh yeah, I'm gonna run down a beautiful list for you too. Medrick Taylor, my man Michael Nunn, Riddick Bowe, Evander Holyfield, Muhammad Ali. I don't even want to say the names that I think people know. You know, Terry Norris was a good fighter. Buddy McGirt was a good fighter. Sweet Pea, great fighter. But these guys is lost. Oscar, you know what I mean? There's a lot of good fighters, great fighters that have lost a fight and came back. Hacky-yow. See, but Mayweather, Mayweather really stained the game with his O. He changed what an O was, what it looked like, and what it stood for. So back to Haney before I wrap this up. Haney, take your time, bro. You're still a great fighter. And again, please stay off of social media. It's not going to do you any good at this point in time, because they're talking cold cash shit about you, bro. So you don't really need to hear that. Take a good 6 months off, bro, and come back. And come back strong. And on that note, I appreciate everybody who's listening to me. The new people, thank you a lot. I love y'all. And I'm out.